Hey guys, this is Nisha, and today I am joined by Bilal Quzilbash. I really hope I said that right. But yes, I am joined by Bilal. Thank you again for joining with me today for this interview. For you guys who may not know, or I think I've said it enough times on the other podcast I've been on for the website, but Bilal, we were supposed to meet at South by Southwest.
Yes, we were.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, as everyone knows, South by Southwest was canceled a week out before the festival was supposed to take place. But I felt like I really still wanted to meet with you and talk to you because I was really looking forward to like being able to meet with you in person and talk about your work. But for you guys that don't know this, Bilal, you were selected to present at the South by Southwest pitch. And I would, if you would like to just go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about that.
Sure. Actually, it's a huge honor. And luckily, so South by Southwest, they actually pitched it in a different way to me now at this point since it was canceled. They're like, now we get to be finalists for a longer period of time. And I'm like, that's a good thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's so good.
There's a silver lining, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were picked as one of five in the world for consumer technology and CPG, which stands for consumer packaged goods.
Mm-hmm.
So we were one of there, and we were going to pitch and talk about Easy Kale and let everyone know the awesome work that we're doing.
Yeah. No, and that's awesome work is exactly what I would describe it as, because first off, I don't know, I can't speak for the audience, but I know I did not start introducing kale into my diet until like maybe 4 years ago. And that's mainly because I got tired of romaine lettuce always being contaminated and not being able to eat it in my salads. So I decided, I can't speak for the audience, but I know I introduced kale to my diet on a regular basis, like maybe 4 years ago. And it was kind of a challenge at first, mainly because like I got tired of romaine lettuce always being contaminated or something being wrong with it in the news. So I started eating kale. I noticed a difference in my diet. But the one challenge I had with kale that your product seems to find a solution to is the taste.
So it's not just taste, it's also the toughness of the kale. So a lot of people substitute kale into salads because of the numerous health benefits that they keep hearing being reported and stuff. So, but there's also a reason why most people don't stick to it for a very long time unless you have the time to actually break off the stem from the kale, because that's one of the toughest parts. Mm-hmm. And then also you have to massage the kale to break up the fibers. So it's very time consuming. And the problem is time is a premium in today's economy and in life in general.
Right.
So one of the key things is I would never have developed a product if it didn't solve a consumer need, if it didn't actually solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So one of problems we saw was that even though I had this awesome scientific discovery back in 2013, where we found that juiced curly kale selectively kills melanoma cancer cells in vitro while not affecting non-cancerous cells, which is super cool, but it's still in its very, very early stages. A lot more research needs to be done. And that's also one of the reasons why we started the company to continue funding further cancer research in addition grants and other stuff we were getting. So that way also made us independent. So if, let's say, everything shut down, if we're still selling our product, we have a way of funding further research.
Right.
But I quickly learned that while I was going around to over 16 scientific conferences and did so many talks about kale, people hate kale. I was really just like throwing back by. I was like, they were like, this discovery is really cool, but kale tastes like butt. And I'm like, okay. So I tried to figure out a way to make it easier for people to consume. And I didn't do it right away in the beginning, because at first I developed my first kale powder.
Mm-hmm.
It was 6 times the concentration and it was 6 times the flavor, unfortunately.
Mm.
And I managed to convince a local restaurant owner, Aladdin, actually to put it on every one of his tables, and people hated it. They were like, this disgusting. And I thought it would kind of be like medicine, like, you know, how people stomach medicine, they're like, still do it. No, people are emotional eaters, and that was my first harsh reality as an entrepreneur. Anyway, even though we were giving it away for free, we weren't even charging people.
Wow.
They were like, what? Get this off the table. So I had a bit of a personal crisis for about 4 months. And it's so funny because everyone laughs at that part. They're like, ha ha. But they don't realize, like, 1 week I wasn't sleeping. I was like, what did I do with my life? Why didn't I go to medical school? Like, what? it was like a whole, like, really, really stressful time.
I imagine.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But also, as I mentioned to you earlier, that we've been feeding the homeless at this point for 6.5 years. that time, I can't remember, it was like 4 years or something, or three, whatever, it's hard to remember. But either way, we were feeding the homeless. I was running my nonprofit called the Draw a Smile Foundation. Mm-hmm. I was also going to school and getting my MBA. And then I was running the company. And then also we were doing additional, we were trying to keep the research alive and such. So all of that led to many, many sleep-deprived nights. And during one of my sleep-deprived nights, and when I was processing the kale, I couldn't remember why I kept taking the kale out. So I was like, huh, why is this kale out? So I put it back in the freezer, mm-hmm. took it out again. I kept repeating the process over and over again because I kept forgetting. And then eventually when I processed the kale, I was like, I can't smell it. It smells different. Mm. So then when I decided to taste it, I'm like, oh, crap, I can't taste this. So I thought it was a fluke. So then I repeated it 4 times. And then I realized, holy crap, I'm onto something here. That's when I ended up convincing the owner again, which was almost on the line of begging him to put it back on the tables. Mm-hmm. And when he did, next thing you know, he called me up 3 weeks later. He's like, blah, people are stealing this.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, that was the first time we started selling it.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't even called Easy Kale. So yeah, that's the origin story there.
That's awesome. Well, and I think that's amazing how you just like came upon that. It's just like by accident of like leaving it out and then that process and then even thinking that it's a fluke and then like that's how people are enjoying it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it shows you take good notes.
That is something I should aspire to do more of. But no, that is true. That's awesome. So then I kind of want to get like more of your take on like how everything since South by Southwest kind of, because I know like we were 1 week out from like everyone being there and everything, and you're like, you guys had a pitch and everything. And I was really excited to hear the pitch because I had kind of done some research on it. So I was just like interested to see like, how did that look like for you guys on your end?
Well, if you're asking me emotionally, I was very sad.
I can imagine. Yeah.
I was sad because, well, it wasn't just that. I was going to be meeting some super awesome people. Mm-hmm. And they were excited to meet me. I was excited to meet them. And then I was going to meet some video game developers, which has nothing to do with Easy Kale, but I was super excited for that still.
Yeah. No, I'm in the same boat. I was kind of like in that same, I'm like, oh, I'm going to see all these films and meet all these different people and go to all these different interactive events. And then I was just like, oh, yeah, no, coronavirus.
Yeah, well, here's the point of view. I'm pretty simple. And in the simplest element, my hotel room, they upgraded me to a double room suite or something. And I'm like, I never experienced anything like that. Mm-hmm. That's gone.
Oh, that is, oh, see now. And then it's like, I ended up still going on just because I couldn't get a refund on my ticket, but I cut my trip short. I was just like, I can't stay here that long because I'm too scared of what's going to happen if I stay too long. But yeah, I was one of those people who still went to Austin at the time.
Right.
Yeah. But I was, and I had done some more research about the South by Southwest pitch, because even though I went to South by Southwest last year, I was not aware of the pitch competition. So I kind of found it interesting that like South by Southwest has South by Southwest pitch. And I had no idea it plays such a huge role for a lot of leading upstart companies, which sounds awesome. Just like right up your alley for your guys' company and your product.
Absolutely. And it is a tremendous boon. We've been connected to numerous places. Mm. And in fact, actually, we found out it's even more of an honor because we're the first Mississippi company ever in their history to make.
That's awesome.
And in fact, actually, it was funny because we were just called one of the most innovative companies in Mississippi in 2019. And then when this happened in 2020, everyone was like, see, just confirmation, Easy Kale's on the rise. Mm-hmm. And we were also named a must-watch company coming out of Mississippi by Food Bureau.
Yeah, oh, that's an honor. That's awesome. Because, I mean, I think it's just something that I was kind of surprised when I thought about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, kale as a seasoning. But then I didn't think of, like, when I learned more about Easy Kale, I'm like, why isn't this, like, more, why am I just not hearing about this? Why don't I see this, like, in the stores that I shop at? Well, granted, I'm not in Mississippi, and I am in Illinois. But still, I was just very impressed. Like, this is amazing. Like, it's a game changer for a lot of people because, I mean, we kind of talked about it a little bit before we started recording. But this can help people who cannot easily access superfoods, like kale. Exactly. And I think that's awesome.
it's really interesting that you bring up that factor, because mm-hmm. it is important, because it is shelf stable for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And this is specifically going to address a big need in the food desert situation yes. in the United States. So the fact that we are also SNAP eligible is another big deal that most people are not aware of. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that you asked about being in the grocery store, because we have several stores asking, we have customers asking every week in these stores about our product. We are selling exclusively on Amazon right now, and we don't want to be in the retail stores until we can generate enough demand.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to do is be on the shelves and not move.
Yeah. No, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, there's so many other competitor products out there. You don't want to jump the gun too early.
No, that makes complete sense. So, like you said, because like the good thing that you said, it is have like a shelf life of 2 years, so it won't go bad anytime soon. But it's not like you want to put that much product out there either.
Exactly. Well, the other thing is like I said, addressing the food desert situation. Mm-hmm. So we compete Indian stores throughout the country, gas stations. Mm. Some, so you typically think of potato chips and candy and junk food.
Right.
But you Easy Kill right there, right at the front, and it's SNAP eligible, so you can use those benefits and actually have something that lasts quite a bit. And
wow.
that's another thing, because we've been growing in that sector mm-hmm. where parents have been mixing us into their fried chicken batter,
wow.
which actually kids have. Yeah, the kids are having a ball with it because it turns the fried chicken green. So they also mix us in with cookies and brownies. So the cookies, even though you can't taste the kale, it turns it visibly green.
Okay.
And then the parents, as well as the bakers that are working with it, they told me that the kale dries out the batter a little bit more, so they have to compensate by putting a little extra butter.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, cool. But the main thing is, because I keep telling them, I said, don't fool yourself into thinking that just because you put kale into your cookie, it makes the cookie healthy all of a sudden.
Right.
So, because we've had several students ask us about putting kale on their pizza. And I was like, well, if you're going to eat pizza anyway, I was
right.
like, it's a better alternative. But, you know, maybe think of some different life choices at this point.
Yeah, that's like me lying to myself when I put spinach on top of my meat lover's pizza. And I'm like, this is totally healthy now. I'm like, it's not that much healthier. It makes me feel healthier.
Yeah, it's healthier.
Yeah, but, true. Healthier than just like, you know, all the meat and cheese and sauce and oil by itself. But no, I think that's something that's amazing. And I mean, was there anything that inspired you? Like, just, I mean, you've said it sounds like you've done a lot of activism work with feeding the needy and goodwill work. But was there any like a specific reason that you wanted to make kale more accessible, or something from your experience that brought this about?
It's exactly as you mentioned. It's my care and love for others. I wouldn't really necessarily call it activism, because it's funny. A good portion of my work is focused and centered on humanity. So even when it comes to when we give back, like, for example, EZKL gives back about 5% to charity, and 2.5% goes to the Draw a Smile Foundation, where we help feed the needy in Jackson, Mississippi. And then also another 2.5% goes to the Mississippi Coding Academies that takes at-risk youth and helps teach them full-stack coding debt-free.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I was being interviewed about that recently, and then they were also talking about continued scientific research, so they're like, you guys are just doing so much for others. They were like, what inspired your charity? I said, the word charity bothers me. And the reason why is because I don't really believe in charity. What we do is we strengthen and empower our communities.
Mm.
So basically, we're helping others take care of others and take care of each other.
Mm.
So the company was founded on the Ubuntu principle. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. But if you could tell me more, I would love to hear it.
Sure. So the Ubuntu principle is I am because we are. That's the most common meaning that most people understand. There's even a deeper meaning than that, where it says that when we are rich, then I am rich.
Mm.
So basically, building the community around us and enriching everyone and developing their skills. Because again, charity is just like a handout. But if we're actually building people up, we build together and we grow together.
Gotcha. No, that's amazing. It's just like give a man a fish or teach a man to fish. And that's just, I think that the way you said it is just like very powerful. Because it's awesome that you see the need to help make something accessible to the people in need that need it. But like, you guys are also going the extra step of empowering the community by giving them this thing.
Absolutely. And if people are impressed with what we're doing now, wait till they see when our sales continue to grow.
That's awesome. No, I look forward to watching you guys closely. I definitely will. That's just amazing. Another question I did have for you, because, I mean, we talked about this like offline a little bit, but like, you're a nerd, I'm a nerd, or geek, whichever you prefer to use. But I figured, so there was this book I read once, and it's called like The Last Lecture. And I always think it's interesting when I meet someone who's in your line of work, who also happens to be a bit of a geek, because I'm always interested, because like the author in The Last Lecture, they say like, oh yeah, I watched Star Trek and I was inspired by the technology on Star Trek, and that's what led me to this thing. And I think that's kind of awesome. So I kind of wanted to ask you the question, was there anything in like geek culture that kind of led you to your passion in science?
Oh, absolutely. From Spider-Man to Reed Richards, with Uncle Ben, great power comes great responsibility, all of that. And I've always been a little bit more of a Marvel fan than a DC fan, because Marvel tends to be a little bit more science-based. I really enjoy Marvel more. And also, I hate to say this, but it's the truth, though. Marvel tends to create more empowered female characters, while DC tends to victimize them.
You're not wrong.
As a child growing up, it just always confused me because they had all these men in full body suits of armor while the women were basically wearing bikinis or like some kind of lingerie. And then in Marvel, at least if the woman's in a lingerie, so is the dude. Like, he's in a Speedo or something.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of cool. That's true.
I was like Kazar is a prime example, where he's practically wearing nothing but a loincloth, but that's not the focus. The focus is on how awesome they are. Mm-hmm. But in DC, it's like the female characters almost always need to be saved. And if they get too powerful, then they literally, I don't know if this is PC to say, but they literally rape the character and then destroy.
And I mean, I think that's something I also hate when it comes to I think it's gotten better. In the years, like, we've gotten more creators in the comic space and, like, creatives, but it's still, like, something I absolutely hate, that trope. Like, once a woman is too powerful or a character's too powerful, they decide, like, we have to do something traumatic to this person now. And it's always usually rape or murder.
But, you know, it's amazing how comic books reflect life sometimes, especially when it comes to what some of our fellow female scientists are experiencing in the scientific realm. I mean, some of the scientific conferences I've gone to, there was a young lady who's a good friend of mine. She was wearing heels because she was told it was more professional or whatever, because she wears sweats and Converses in the lab. But anyway, so at the conference, I get it. She's wearing her skirt or whatever, and one of the judges comes up to judge her poster, and she's been standing there for almost an hour and a half to 2 hours. In heels, and her feet are hurting because just before the judge, she was like, I am dying, Bilal, I'm in pain. Anyway, he comes, he judges her, and he judges her pretty harshly.
Wow.
And because I overhear him, and I'm like, dude, you know, she's been standing in those heels. I was like, if we really talk about equality and stuff, I said, let me wear the skirt and she wears the pants, and then I'll wear the heels, and then let's see how well my mind functions when I'm in pain. So it's kind of weird because we say things are equal, but then there's a strange double standard that no one really talks about.
Mm-hmm. That is completely true. I mean, I think we can have a whole other conversation on that. So I completely agree with you on that, because I'm just thinking of all the a number of things. But I like what you said about the comics, because like that's so true about like your connection, your inspiration from like Marvel characters. And because I agree, I think Marvel has a lot of more science base, and I always feel like DC has more magic base. I'm kind of like, I'm in the middle with them. I'm also just like a huge anime and manga nerd, so like I've totally read more manga than I've read more comics. But like that's not here or there.
Speaking of that, most people don't know mangas are from right to left.
Right, they do not. And I love the fact that there's now apps that make it much easier to know when you're reading in the right direction.
Yes.
But it's like, I introduced a friend to it recently, and he's like, why does it keep saying I'm going the wrong way in the app? I'm like, because you are reading the wrong way. And if you don't read it that way, then you're not reading the story in the right direction. But it's such a great medium, I think.
It is.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Also, I said it is. And also, speaking of the right direction, talking about South by Southwest.
Right.
I was doing my pitch practice and everything with our coach. I remember in the very early stages, I was talking about how, imagine if there was a zombie apocalypse a year from now, and I kept getting corrected saying that there's not going to be a zombie apocalypse a year from now. And then all this happens, and a few people that heard my pitch were like, okay, Nostradamus. I'm like, nope.
Well, it's kind of funny because, I mean, like, I think you already said earlier is that, like, Ezekiel at least has, like, the ability to be fresh or still usable for over 2 years. I mean, for 2 years. So I'm kind of just like, well, maybe I should just stock up on that instead of stocking up on all my other quarantine snacks right now. But it is kind of, I think it's just, maybe you're the, did you cause all this? Did you jinx us?
Not intentionally, I promise you, because I have been busier than I've ever been before, and I'd rather be at home playing video games, especially since I bought Doom Eternal, because it came out during Soul Crisis, and I have only played 20 minutes of it, so trust me, I'd rather be home.
I definitely trust you, I believe you on that. But I think that's just, like, so funny how things work out that way. But, I mean, no one saw this coming. Obviously, no, we could never have, like, thought that things would have gotten to this point or escalated to this point. But it's amazing how, like, the work you've been doing during this time, because, I mean, I'm working from home currently, but you're out there helping people, like, in the streets, and you guys are staying busy. And I think that's awesome. I mean,
it's been wild. I've also been pulled into the city of Jackson's COVID-19 emergency task force.
Oh, wow.
So the day I focus on helping others, and then at night I catch up on the company stuff and whatever other scientific stuff I need to do it. So basically it's all being done at night, and that's taking a toll on me in terms of my sleep patterns. I look like a crazy scientist right now. My hair is, like, all over the place, and I probably shave, but running on a couple hours of sleep per night, it's not the best. In fact, actually, it's funny because when I'm being interviewed, I tell people sleep, it's free, it's super important, it's going to boost your immune system. And then I guess the scientists, we're, like, the worst when it comes to that, because we don't even follow our own damn advice.
Isn't that how it always is, though? Like, we can tell other people what to do to be healthy, but then, like, sometimes that's where we fall short. I wanted to ask you, since we kind of talked about comic books and everything, has there been anything you've read recently or watched that is a favorite of yours right now? I mean, given when you have the time.
Yeah, actually, so I've been sneaking in some Iron Man 2020 on my Kindle app.
Nice.
So I can even view it from my phone when I'm out in the field and everything. Mm-hmm. So I've been reading bits and pieces of that. You know, Machine Man, oh God, it's so good. Especially since Tony Stark turns out he was dead all along, and it's basically an AI construct in an organic body or something.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty... Oh, yeah, it's really trippy, especially the way how they're tying everything together and they're bringing in Pepper Potts, too. And then I just started reading Batman, The Last Night on Earth or something. Mm-hmm. And that story is just trippy because I only made it to the first – I didn't even finish the first comic. I only made it halfway through. But apparently Batman's in a psych part of the Arkham Asylum, and they basically said that he is crazy. He killed his parents. And All the villains in his storylines have actually been doctors and nurses and stuff that have been helping him.
I need to read that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, well, I won't spoil the story because I haven't gotten further myself, so I don't even know the spoiler myself yet. But apparently it's based in the future, so it turns out it isn't actually true. Mm. But I'll find out more as I read. But yeah, these comics are great, and especially since you can get it delivered right to your Kindle. You don't have to wait or anything like that. It's just like, boom, right there.
Right. No, that's usually why my reading list is so long right now on my own Kindle, where I'm just like, I have so much to read, and then I find something else to read. So like I just said, I'm going to definitely pick up that comic, and I know I will pick it up, and I will neglect all the other things I'm supposed to be reading. Because it sounds so interesting, and I have to, like, dive into it. I did have another, because I know, I won't say what your Skype name is, but, like, I noticed it on here, so I just have to ask you, you're a fan of anime?
I am. Okay. I love Dragon Ball Z, Full Metal Alchemist. I can't even begin to tell you, My Hero Academia.
Yes. So
a lot of them. Even JoJo's Bizarre Adventures is just, it's so strange, but I love watching it.
Oh, I should have told, if I had known this, we just did our website, our community, we did a watch party of the live action film of JoJo.
I didn't know there's a live action film.
There is from Viz Media. It was, and like, I'm very, very new to JoJo, but my friend and our other friend, they are diehard JoJo fans. So it was just like, I don't know what's going on, but I am engrossed in this story, and it's just so cool. But no, I think that's, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying humming.
Well, I was kind of thinking, because as we were talking about and you were describing Ezekiel, I also kind of feel like another name for Ezekiel could have been the Sensu Bean.
Yeah, well, do you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
So originally what I wanted to call Ezekiel was Unicorn Farts, and my team was not cool with that.
I could see how that might not work, but then again, now I see toys that are unicorn poop in stores, so...
See, I was at curve.
I think going back to like one of my questions is like, I kind of think it's amazing that like science and geek culture, like there can be inspiration in it. And I could totally see like the Sensu Bean is like from Dragon Ball Z. And we know that it's this vegetable that people take. It doesn't taste good, but it makes you better. And it's kind of like what you did to kale.
Basically, but slower.
Yes, much slower. It like, disclaimer, this will not heal your broken bones and internal organs. But I think it's just awesome. And it's been great talking with you and learning more about your product and your work and like your passion to helping people, I think is amazing. What are you like, since you guys are still finalists for South by Southwest and like, God willing, next year, this pandemic will be over and we will be at South by Southwest. What are you hoping to accomplish at that point with like the South by Southwest pitch and everything? If that's not too much of a loaded question, sorry.
No, it's not at all. Actually, it's a great question. I don't know how they're going to transition this because they haven't given us an update yet. So maybe they might do a pitch later this year, or maybe we just transition as finalists into next year and then we pitch then.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, what I would love for this is to gain a greater brand awareness and also for me, more people to try our product, because I'm a big believer of trying it before you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people work hard for their money. I don't want you spending it if you don't like the product. So try giving the product a chance and actually hopefully enjoying it and then buying more and sharing with friends and family. Also, we're actually in doing our active fundraising, so hopefully we get some larger investors.
Oh, wow. If you don't mind just sending me that information, I would love to share that in the post for when I put this on the website.
Sure, absolutely. Let's talk.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I do just want to like thank you again for coming on and being interviewed. This has just been a lovely conversation. And I look forward to seeing your pitch and watching Ezekiel when you guys get to South by Southwest. Fingers crossed next year. So, or whenever the pitch will be. So I'm going to be keeping a close eye on you guys.
Please do. And also, since you're a friend now, you have to keep in touch.
I will definitely keep in touch. Now that I know you, that you are a comic book nerd and also an anime nerd, I will definitely have to keep in touch and have you on again so we can discuss more things like that. But real quick, if you would like for people to follow you on Twitter, social media, or if the website, if you want them to check out Ezekiel, if you want to plug that in right here, please feel free.
Yes, so you can check out our website at easykale.com, so easykale.com. And also, I have an official Instagram, which is bilal.kizilbash, so bilal.kizilbash on Instagram. However, I'm not the most active on Instagram. I'm busy out doing other stuff. But I have a personal Instagram if you're into cat pictures and action figures and stuff, so I'm Glad Scientist 86.
Nice.
So if you want to look at the official stuff, you could do that at bilal.kizilbash and also easykaleshaker at Instagram. But if you're into like crazy, weird, interesting cat action figure-y stuff, follow me at Glad Scientist 86. You'll have fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I will definitely be hitting you up on there and keeping an eye on everything with EasyKill. Just wishing you guys best of luck and hope you stay safe during this time, too.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Oh, thanks. It was amazing having you on as well. Well, guys, that's the end of our interview. And yeah, stay safe. Bye.